Hey Millie, do you like bird watching?
Yes. You know, last summer I went to Ulai and I saw some very beautiful birds there. How about you? Do you like bird watching?
Yeah, I love bird watching. You know, it's great to see the birds and it's great to hear them singing too. Mm. It can make you feel very relaxed.
That's true. You know, last time I heard a bird singing and it made me want to sing too.
Oh, well, in today's lesson, Joe and Sally are going to Ulai to go bird watching.
Right. They are going to Ulai to see what birds live there.
Oh, but they're also going to see some very special flowers there.
Really? What special flowers?
Well, most flowers don't move, but the flowers that they're going to see can move.
Really? Flowers can move? Wow, that's really special.
It is really special. So let's have a look at today's lesson.
Nature all around.
Conversation A.
We can learn about the birds here with this bird watching guide. What was that?
A pretty bird. Now it's sitting in that tree.
A kingfisher. We're lucky to see one.
Quiet down. You don't want to scare away the animals.
Look, a frog.
This place was called Frog Valley in the past.
I can see why.
So, Clayton?
Yes.
You know, there are many, many kinds of birds in the world, right?
Right. There are thousands of kinds of birds.
Then how do we know the names of different birds?
Well, we can use a bird watching guide. Now, a bird watching guide is a book or a picture, something that tells us about different kinds of birds. If we use it, we can see the names of the birds, where they live, maybe what they eat. It gives us a lot of information.
Oh, I see. So we need a bird watching guide. 好，这里的 guide 呢是名词哦，它指的就是入门书啊，或是解说图啊等等的。那如果我们说到户外的时候去，我们要做赏鸟的时候呢，我们会看到路边有那些解说牌，那我们就看，我们就知道哦，那是怎样的鸟类，那它们的习性啊，它们的饮食等等的。So when we go bird watching, we need a bird watching guide.
In the next part of the story, a bird flies by Joe and Sally.They don't know what kind of bird it is, so they look in their bird watching guide. They see that it is a kingfisher. Now, a kingfisher is a kind of bird with a big mouth, and it flies down to the water to catch fish.
Wow, that's really cool. So it can fly into the water and catch small fish. It's really something.So, Clayton, is this kind of bird beautiful?
Yeah, Joe says that it's a pretty bird, and pretty just means beautiful.
Right, 我们这里看到的这个字呢 pretty, 它是形容词，它指的就是 beautiful, 美丽的。所以我们常讲说 a beautiful girl, we can also say a pretty girl.
For example, everyone is looking at the pretty girl.
Everyone is looking at a girl. Wow, she must be very pretty. Okay, so here in our conversation, Sally says that they are very lucky. Why? Why does Sally say so?
Because the kingfisher is a special bird. There are not very many of them in the world. So that means they're not easy to see.But Joe and Sharon are very lucky that they get to see one. When you're lucky, that just means you have good luck and good things happen to you.
That's right. So today they are very lucky because they see the special bird. 好，我们这里出现这个形容词 lucky。Lucky 呢，它是从名词来的 luck。Luck 就是运气。好，我们常讲说 good luck， 祝你好运哦。所以 lucky 呢，就变成它的形容词，叫做好运的。
And I'm very lucky today too.
Why? Why are you lucky?
Because I found $500 today.
You know, that's my money. I lost $500 this morning. So give it back to me.
Oh, maybe I'm not so lucky.
Now I'm lucky because I got my money back.
In the next part of the conversation, Joe tells Sally to quiet down. When you want someone to quiet down,You don't want them to be loud. You want them to be quieter.
That's right. Quiet down 呢就是 be quiet, 安静哦。那以前我们学的 quiet 呢是形容词 ,be quiet 就是安静。可是这里的 quiet down, quiet, 它是一个动词哦就是使安静下来。So quiet down 就是安静嘘。
So Joe says, quiet down. You don't want to scare away the animals. That means,You don't want to make the animals run away.
So what animals do they see next?
Well, they see some frogs.
Frogs. I like frogs. They are very cute.
And the place where they are in Wulai is called Frog Valley. That's because in the past, there were so many frogs there. In the past just means a long time ago.
So in the past, Wulai was called the Frog Valley. 以前呢 Wulai 呢它叫做青蛙谷、哦、那这里出现一个片语叫做 in the past, 指的就是 a long time ago, 在以前哦。
For example, in the past, people didn't have computers.
That's right. Or in the past, there was no A plus English.
Right. Okay, everybody, we need to take a break, but don't go away.
Nature all around.
Conversation B.
Come here. I want to show you these flowers.
They don't look so special.
Touch this one.
Wow! It popped.
And the seeds flew out too. Now, new plants can grow.
Cool.I'll take some home for my garden.
It's best not to take anything from nature.
But taking pictures is okay, right?
Of course. Cheese!
Millie, I have something I want to show you.
Really? What is it?
It's a teddy bear.
Wow, it's really cute.
Yeah, isn't it nice?
Yeah, it's nice. Okay, in our conversation, Joe also shows Sally something. He shows her some flowers, right?
Ah, yes. He shows her some very special flowers. He asks her to touch them. Now, when you touch something, usually you use your hand or maybe another part of your body and you put your hand on it. You touch it.
Yeah, touch, 这里是一个动词呢就是碰触的意思哦。那我们常听到人家讲说 Hey, don't touch me, 不要碰我啊。Okay, touch, 就是动词碰触。
So Joe asks Sally to touch the flower. And when she touches it, it pops. Now when something pops, it makes a sudden noise, like...
Right, 好我们这里出现的这个动词叫做 pop.Pop, 它是动词哦，是发出那种清脆的那种爆破的声音。For example, a balloon pops, 像气球破掉的时候，嘣，破掉一声哦。那还有呢，我们有时候看电影的时候，我们要吃那个爆玉米花，就是爆米花，就是 popcorn。因为呢，放微波炉里面的时候呢，然后一些玉米花呢，它会啵啵啵啵啵发出那些声音哦。那 pop 也可以当名词哦，指就是这种清脆的这种爆破的声音。
So when the plant pops,The seeds fly out. Now, the seeds are the part of a plant that can grow a new plant. So that's how we grow the things we want to eat. We take the seeds, put them in the ground, add some water, and then it will grow a new plant.
Right. 我们这里看到了有两个名词哦。首先第一个呢是 plant。Plant 呢当名词呢是植物的意思哦。那我们常听到人家说绿色植物叫 green plants。So for example, looking at green plants is good for our eyes. Looking at green plants is good for our eyes. 看绿色植物呢对我们的眼睛有帮助哦。那另外一个名词呢就叫做 seed。Seed 呢当名词呢就是这些种子的意思哦。So Clinton, do you grow plants?
Yeah, I like to grow my own vegetables. You know, it's really fun growing vegetables. And then you eat them and they're really delicious.
Wow, I don't know you have so much patience. 我不知道 Clinton 这么有耐心哦。You know, plants need a lot of care.
Right, you need to care for them. You need to give them water. You need to make sure they have enough sun.So yes, you do need to take good care of your plants.
That sounds interesting. So where do you grow your plants?
Well, I grow my plants in my garden. So a garden is a place where you can grow flowers or trees or vegetables. Sometimes people have a garden outside their house. Or maybe you can see a garden in the park.
That's right.So people usually grow plants in the gardens. 好，这个 garden 呢是一个名词，就指的是花园。所以呢，大家通常是在花园里面种植一些花草哦。那花园有时候是我们在户外看到的，有去公园玩啊，然后你会看到一些有种花的地方，那个也叫做 garden. So Sally wants to take some seeds home for her garden, right?
Right. But Joe tells her it's best not to take anything from nature.So what he means is that if everyone took something from nature, that means there wouldn't be much nature left. You might actually kill some things in the forest by taking away their seeds or their leaves.
That's true. So it's wrong for us to take something from nature.这个 take something from nature 呢，就是从大自然里面带走一些东西，可能比如说我们把一些花啦带回家自己去种啊，或是你去砍伐一些树木等等，那些都是不应该做的事情哦。
Right, and if they take too many things from nature, then they won't be able to enjoy their forest bath.
Right, they won't be able to enjoy their forest bath. 这里我们出现了一个 forest bath.就我们常讲的森林浴哦，所以如果什么东西都被砍光了之后呢，我们当然就没有办法去做森林浴了。
Right. So they decide it's best just to take pictures. And of course, when you take a picture, you just use your camera and take a photo.
Take pictures 就是我们说的拍照哦。
Okay, everybody, we need to take something now. Do you know what it is?
I know. We need to take a break.
But Word Power is coming up next, so don't go away.
Word Power!
Our first Word Power word today is pretty. Pretty.
Pretty, 它是形容词漂亮的、美丽的意思。
Jane bought many pretty flowers at the market.
Jane, 她在市场里头买了很多漂亮的花哦。
In the past.
In the past, 要记得它是一个片语，意思就是说在过去，在以前。
In the past, people here made money by selling shoes.
过去啊，在这里的人们都是靠卖鞋子为生。Made money by selling shoes.
Touch,
它是一个动词，碰触的意思。
Don't touch that garbage can. It's dirty.
没错，千万不要去碰那个垃圾桶哦，垃圾桶很脏。It's dirty.
And today's last word power word is plant. Plant.
Plant, 它是一个名词，植物的意思。
Linda grew many plants in her garden.
Linda 在她的花园里头呢，种了很多的植物哦。
Okay, everybody, that's it for Word Power, but don't go away, there's more.
keep in mind.
This book is so heavy. Could you help me bring this to a library?
Sure, but let me help you with one other thing.
What?
Your English.
My English?
Yes. We wouldn't say, help me bring this book to the library. We would say, help me take this book to the library. Take and bring both mean the same thing, but you take something when you're taking it to a place, and you have somebody bring something to you, or bring something with you.
好 ,take 跟 bring 它在中文里头都有带跟拿的意思哦。不过要这边要特别注意，如果是在说话者所在的这个位置，要把一个东西拿去别的地方，我们一定要说成 take。比方说我请 Adam 帮我把书拿到图书馆，我就一定要说 help me take this book to the library， 一定要用 take 而不能用 bring。如果是 bring， 一定是从别的地方拿过来。比方说 if you come here，Please help me bring the book. 如果你要来我这里的话，记得帮我把书拿过来哦。
That's right. But yes, I can take this book to the library for you.
Oh, you are so nice. Thanks.
Don't mention it.
Nature all around.
We can learn about the birds here with this bird watching guide. What was that?
A pretty bird. Now it's sitting in that tree.
A kingfisher. We're lucky to see one.
Quiet down. You don't want to scare away the animals.
Look, a frog.
This place was called Frog Valley in the past.
I can see why.
Come here. I want to show you these flowers.
They don't look so special.
Touch this one.
Whoa! It popped!
And the seeds flew out too. Now, new plants can grow.
Cool. I'll take some home for my garden.
It's best not to take anything from nature.
But taking pictures is okay, right?
Of course. Cheese!
Review time.
For review time today, we have fill in the blanks.
Right, fill in the blanks. 今天我们要来做填充题哦。
The first word we're going to use for fill in the blanks is pretty.
Pretty, 漂亮的。
Plant.
Plant, 植物。
And touch.
Touch, 它是一个动词哦，碰触的意思。
So here is the conversation with Claire and Jimmy. Now first Claire says, look at the blank.In this garden.
看看花园里的这个东西，那一定是 plants. Look at the plants in this garden. 看看这座花园里头的植物哦。
They are so blank.
They are so pretty. The plants are so pretty. 这些植物呢都非常的漂亮哦。
Right. Then Jimmy says, right, but don't.Blank anything.
Oh, 如果花很漂亮的话，我们应该好好照顾，而且要特别注意哦。Don't touch anything. 不可以去碰那个花哦，不然一碰的话，可能就会死掉了。
Right. Don't touch anything. Let's just look at them.
Right, let's just look at them. Only look, no, don't touch.
Right.
Living phrases. Quiet down.
Quiet down.
Hey, Bill. What are you doing here?
Quiet down. I'm waiting for a mouse.
Mouse?
Quiet down. This mouse ate my snacks. And your cheesecake.
It ate my favorite cheesecake?
Quiet down. I don't want it to run away.
I see it. It's under that table.
I said quiet down. Oh no. Now you made it run away.
Just for fun.
Okay, today's proverb is about spring.
Wow, spring is my favorite time of the year.
Well, then I think you're going to like this proverb because it says, a year's plan starts with spring.
Wow, it sounds so beautiful. Okay, a year's plan starts with spring. So if I'm planning what I'm going to do for a whole year, I should start with springtime?
Yeah, I think that spring is a good time for starting things. You know, and that's why in most countries, the new year is in the spring.
Wow, okay, well, I'm from Canada, and I know that winter is really hard. Winter is so cold, everything looks dead, there's no leaves on the trees. And then, suddenly, spring comes, and it looks like everything starts coming to life.
Yeah, it's easier to feel hopeful, and you can think, okay, well, the flowers are coming up, the trees are getting green, and you know that another year is coming. There's going to be spring, then summer, then fall, and then winter again.
Yeah, and all the animals start coming out. So I think maybe this proverb is saying that, well, spring is a time for change and growth, and all the things that maybe died or the things that you forget about in the winter time, you don't have to worry about them because a new time is coming. It's spring. Everything's coming to life.
Right, and that's why in Taiwan, we clean our houses in the spring. And I think people do this other places. Clean out all the bad stuff, and then you set up the new things and make your plans for the rest of the year.
Yeah, it seems like a really good time to get yourself organized and really figure out what needs to be done. A year's plan starts with spring. It makes sense. Spring is a really good time to start planning and organizing everything that's going to happen that year.
Okay, everybody. That's our proverb for today, but we have more on Just for Fun. Stay with us.